Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's going on, everybody? Sports Radio 94 WIP. No, it is not Joe Giglio. No, it is not Hugh Douglas. It is Dan Wilson and the usual producer of this time slot, Kyle Quinn. Mm-hmm. Kyle, welcome back to work.
Hey,
first
boss.
Time in 2025.
What's
How are we doing?
Buddy? Good. Happy New Year.
It's still allowed for now. We're going to hit that later in the show when you're allowed to say that.
Good.
Until.
Good. So I will use this opportunity to say once and for all, Happy New Year to you and Happy New Year to Caleb. And everybody listening.
Yes, Caleb Feger, producing behind the glass. How was your time off? I guess you were in on Monday. You've had the last few days off.
Yeah.
You had the whole Christmas through New Year's.
Yes, it was good. I went to Chicago to hang out with my girlfriend and her family.
She's from out there, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time out there, man. I'm a big fan of Chicago. So
I was there in the summer. I saw the Phillies at Wrigley. Good time.
Yeah, so I was there too in the summer. I saw the Phillies at Wrigley on 4th of July. So
wait, I was at that game.
Were you really? Me too.
We somehow never realized we're at the same game. How about that? All right, so you went back out there. Good
yes.
time. And now you're back here, where as Joe and Hugh are off for one more day
one
here.
More day.
You guys will all be back together on Monday. As will the full WIP lineup. But we are happy to be with you here today on a football Friday. Not exactly the same juice going into this one as most Eagles games, but still a lot of pressing issues with the team here, Kyle. Right?
Yeah.
There's still a lot to get into with this Philadelphia Eagles team. First of all, I don't know if you heard, but there was a running back record that's kind of been on the horizon. I know you've been off for a few days.
Will Shipley?
If you followed. Yeah, so Will Shipley's actually going for the rushing record, not Saquon Barkley.
Who would have saw that?
Yeah, so Saquon Barkley announced on Wednesday, on New Year's Day, Nick Sirianni at his press conference, he's not going to go for the record, right?
It's a disgrace.
So, we're going to get to that a little bit later in the show as well. So, while I've been holding down this midday, fort while you've been off for the past couple of days, it's been a lot of talk about that. But one thing that has not been talked about nearly enough, and it kind of got just touched on in the press conference, is Nick Sirianni was asked 4, 5, maybe 6 questions in about the starting quarterback. And the starting quarterback who's not playing right now. And in case you missed it on Wednesday, here's what Nick Sirianni had to say.
Jalen Hurts doing it. He's still in concussion protocol.
He's still in there. And so, we'll see as the week progresses through.
Okay. Short, to the point. He's still in concussion protocol. And it's pretty hard to imagine, Kyle, just about any other week of the season, if Jalen Hurts or any team's starting quarterback being in concussion protocol with the playoffs on the horizon, that wouldn't be the number one story. But it has been completely swept under the rug all week because of all the Saquon stuff, right?
Yeah, and I'm panicking.
You're worried?
It's been a little bit of a while. And like you said, we've been talking about the Saquon stuff for, I guess now, this entire week,
this whole week. You guys were in on Monday talking about it. Sirianni gave an iffy answer. He said, we'll check. Tuesday, he's on with Broads and Devin in the morning, says we'll check. Wednesday gives the definitive answer. And since it's been reaction to, did they make the right call?
Yeah. And everybody, I think, has just been obsessed this entire week with the Saquon thing. And we were accepting of the fact last week that it was going to be Kenny Pickett or, Tanner McKee, if you were a Tanner McKee fan. But, Jalen Hurts missing the week after getting that concussion versus Washington, you're like, okay, that's to be expected. But We're going on week two, and not that I expected him to play this week in what is now a completely meaningless game. You know, you're not going for the one seed, and you're not going for any type of record with Saquon Barkley. I understand that he was not going to play regardless, but it doesn't sound like he would have been able to had this game been for the one seed. If he's still in concussion protocol right now, and I know Nick Sirianni wouldn't answer this question if I were to ask it, but I would like to know, are you just waiting for him to be cleared from this concussion protocol, or does this man still have concussion-like symptoms? If it's the latter, we're now going on 2 weeks of this, and I think it would be a much bigger story if next week we find out, you know, Monday or Tuesday, whenever they go in for their walkthrough, if he's still listed on that practice report as a DNP with a concussion, then I think everyone in the city is going to start ringing the alarm bells. But it's getting a little late early for me already that Jalen Hurts is still not clear concussion protocol, so I'm definitely a little bit on edge about that.
And not to get too into the weeds of how the concussion protocol works, but basically, you know, you're asking, I don't know how many stages of the concussion protocol
not
there
a doctor.
Are. But let's say there's 10 steps you got to clear. Like, we don't know if he's in step 9 or step 2. The NFL concussion protocol, you know, there's independent neurologists now, and I remember going to see the movie Concussion way back in the day. You know, the NFL has an interesting history when it comes to head injuries, and they have come a long way in terms of saying, you got to clear your baseline test. It's not the Eagles holding him out. The NFL says he cannot play.
Yeah.
And like you said, we are certainly not doctors. And even a doctor outside the building or inside the building, there's no telling whether he wakes up with concussion-like symptoms today, tomorrow, or Sunday or not, right?
Yeah.
So we're all just kind of waiting. But we have all just been semi-running with the assumption that, like, yeah, he'll be good for the playoffs.
He's fine.
No reason to bring him back. Last week, you're playing the Cowboys. You'll win with Pickett. You'll win with McKee. Giants game, meaningless. Like, no chance you're going to play him there. But whether it's Green Bay or Washington or whoever in a playoff game, wild card weekend, like, you're going to see Jalen Hurts. Well, we don't know.
No.
We do not know. And we have not seen Jalen Hurts since the first series of that Commanders game. So the question that we want to ask you all today here at 215-592-9494, let's just go with the assumption for a second that Jalen Hurts will be ready for that wild card game. That at some point next week, he will clear the protocol. Listen, if he's not, I think we'll all be in a panic. Like, that means Pickett or McKee starting a playoff game. But let's just ride with the assumption for a moment, we understand he's not out of the protocol yet, that he is available for the game next week, likely against the Packers, still possibly against the Commanders. Are you worried about Jalen Hurts being rusty when he returns? Does it concern you that this guy has not taken a game snap since the Commanders game? He hasn't played against the Cowboys. He will have not played against the Giants. It'll basically be 3 full weeks elapsed until Jalen Hurts takes another snap. And in a playoff game, do-or-die scenario, does that concern you, Kyle Klein?
It concerns me greatly. I mean, you said 3 weeks. We can even go as far as to say it's now going to be one entire calendar month, and Jalen Hurts has only taken 12 snaps.
Correct. The last time he played a full game was the Steelers.
Right. That is, it's extremely alarming to me. And because when we talk about a playoff scenario here, this will go back to, I think, just what ultimately is my fear of slow starts being what bites this team in the behind. In a postseason situation, right? Like, you go into a game against Green Bay. This isn't the New York Giants this week or the Dallas Cowboys last week. This is a playoff scenario where every single play, every single flaw,
it matters.
It all matters, and they're all totally magnified. So I already have my questions about whether or not this formula that the Eagles have captured this season is sustainable in the postseason, right? Like, just run the ball, play defense. It's worked for them awesomely in the regular season, got them at least to 13 wins, could be 14 if we beat the Giants. Who the hell cares? But the Eagles are in this position now because of that formula, like, that they've captured this season. But I don't know if you're just going to be able to get away with doing that in the postseason. I think the quarterback play becomes way more significant. And if you look at what the quarterback play has been this season, and we can all have our takes about what Jalen Hurts is, where he stacks up in the top 10, this and that, but if we can be honest for just a second here, this passing game, the Eagles use Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni and all the players, they use this word, rhythm, timing. And after you saw that game against the Steelers, which was, what, week 15, I think it was? It took 15 weeks for this team to come out looking like they fired on all cylinders offensively. And Jalen Hurts talked to Tom Brady after the game, and he said the biggest thing was, like, you know, we found our rhythm. it took 15 weeks for them to find that rhythm, find that timing. It took A.J. Brown and Brandon Graham, you know, saying something publicly about the passing game and this and that for them to really look within and figure this thing out. And I thought that after that Steelers game, you're like, okay, looks like they found a rhythm. They carried it a little bit into that Washington game where it looked like they started off on a nice rhythm. Jalen Hurts, timing, all of that. I am just worried that that's all just going to be washed away right now.
So here's why I'm ultimately not worried. And I have been critical of the quarterback all season long. I think he has left a lot to be desired in the passing game for the majority of this season. I do think we saw something tangibly different from Jalen Hurts in this offense in week 15 against the Steelers. But if the question is, am I worried about him being rusty? Am I worried that he will come out slow in a playoff game because he hasn't been on the field for these 2 weeks? Like, no, not really. Like, quarterbacks take time off all the time going into, you know, a playoff scenario.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, I understand, I'm not saying he's Patrick Mahomes, not comparing him at all, but Patrick Mahomes is not playing in week 18 for a reason, right? He clinched the division, clinched the number one seed last week. He's not playing week 18. Then the Chiefs are going to have a bye. So when Patrick Mahomes steps on the field divisional round weekend, that'll be the first time in actually more than 21 days because they last played on Christmas.
Mm.
So you're talking about a 3.5 week layoff for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
You go back to when the Eagles clinched the number one seed. I'm going to go way back in 2004 when Donovan McNabb played one series in week 16 and none in week 17. And then they had a first round bye and he came out in the divisional round, right?
Yeah.
Like, quarterbacks at this time, like, or football players in general, take rest at this time of year all year long. I'm sure in addition to quarterback, you know, his head, I'm sure that he's feeling achy and bumps and bruises all over his body.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason why I didn't want to play Saquon this week. I'm sure that offensive line is feeling it. I'm sure Saquon's feeling, although I know he wanted to go for the record. I'm sure Jalen Hurts is feeling it. I think rest this time of year is a good thing. I'm not saying that I want Jalen Hurts to have a concussion, but the fact that he hasn't been out there, like, if he got cleared this week, I'm not playing him against the Giants.
Yeah.
And this team, frankly, as you mentioned, starts slow anyway. It hasn't really seemed to matter.
No. Well, but that, so I guess my worry is that you only can play with fire for so long before you get burnt.
Correct.
Yeah. Like, so we talked about this defense. You know, this defense is going to keep you in all these games. And they have, right? But what if all of a sudden they have a game like they had against Washington? Right? Like, what if that happens to come in the postseason? Or what if, for example, week one versus the Packers, our offense got off to a really slow start. The defense held the Packers to two field goals in our red zone.
Yeah, defense played great.
That was awesome. What if both of those end up in touchdowns all of a sudden, and it's 14-0?
I get it. First of all, that Washington game, I view that Washington game as it took a perfect storm for the Commanders to beat them. The Hurts had to go out in after the first series of the game. Braden Mann had to forget how to kick the ball off. Yep. Devontae Smith had to drop it. The defense played maybe their worst game of the season. And
hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Commanders won by 3?
Yep.
Like, okay, so, and they're a potential opponent. Mm-hmm. The Green Bay Packers, I agree, are a little bit better, a little bit stronger, but they've struggled against some of the better teams in the league as of late. This game will be at the link. This team will be locked in, ready to go for a playoff scenario. And I think, no, certainly being in the concussion protocol is not the way I want Jalen Hurts to get rest going into it. But we've seen players take time off and be just fine. I think we get so worried about the rest versus rust debate in sports sometimes. We had it with the Phillies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end of that season, we got so worried. The Phillies didn't get bounced in the divisional round because they were rusty.
No, I agree.
They got beat because they just were the worst team and had been showing signs of that. I think it's so easy to say that teams get rusty when they have a little bit of time off. Like, it's not like he forgot how to play the position.
No.
Jalen Hurts isn't going to be an entirely different quarterback than he has been this season because he hasn't taken a snap in a couple of weeks. Like, I'd rather him just hit the reset button. The whole team hits the reset button. The number two seed does not get the bye anymore. So let's take this de facto bye this week. I know Hurts didn't play last week. And let's all just, you know, regroup, lock in, and go beat the Green Bay Packers at home.
So I totally get it that players around the league take time off all the time. This to me just seems a little bit different because, you know, when you talk about, I guess Mahomes, a good example, 21 days off. But most guys that are going to be in the one seed right now, or, you know, or I guess what, Jared Goff or Sam Darnold, they have to play. But if you're in a situation where you have the one seed locked up,
Mahomes is the only one.
Or the two seed locked up, something like that, then you take this bye. You have, what, 2 weeks in between the last time he played a snap. This for Jalen Hurts is going to be one entire month where he's only played 12 snaps. That's a little bit extreme to me. And just to use your Phillies example, I agree with you that the rest was not, the roster rest was not the reason that the Phillies got bounced in the first round. It was because there had been sort of a fatal flaw on the team throughout the entire season. And that's
that already existed prior to it.
Already existed. But I would argue that the Eagles have that. And that's their slow starts in the first quarter. And that's the rhythm being off, the timing being off. So I just worry that this is going to exacerbate that weakness. And I just think all of that time that they built, or all the time that they were able to use building up the rhythm and the timing in the offense, and we finally started to see it come to fruition, I just worry that it's going to be a tick off when he gets back. And while, you know, the Green Bay Packers aren't world beaters, they have guys that can beat you, and they have guys that can make you pay for if you start off slowly, and say the defense starts off slowly too, like they have, right? The defense has been awesome. They forced a ton of turnovers the last few weeks, but they haven't necessarily been super sharp starting games lately either. So I just worry that this could be the perfect storm of we're off, the defense is off, and another team sort of takes advantage of that, catches us off guard, and that's the reason we get bounced in the first round. I understand. I'm being the plant-based one today on the midday show.
Yeah,
I
am you're in the Hugh Douglas chair.
In Hugh Douglas's chair, and I am being the plant-based one. It's just something that I can't quite get out of my head right now. I'm just sort of the fatalist in me is thinking of the one thing that can ruin this season, and to me, it's my fear that this offense might not have its timing down because the quarterback has barely played in an entire month.
215-592-9494. Are you worried about Jalen Hurts being rusty when he returns, you know, ideally in the first round of the playoffs, wild card weekend, likely against the Packers, could still be against the Commanders? I got one more point for you here, right? Like, let's say Jalen Hurts clears concussion protocol today. It theoretically could happen.
Yeah.
Would you play him against the Giants? Because I wouldn't. Like, I'm not risking him behind a JV offensive line. If you're not letting Saquon go for the record and the offensive line is out and you're treating this as a bye week, like, I'm not sticking Jalen Hurts out there. Like, get him his rest, even if he's good to go. Let him go and practice. Probably one of the best defense. I know practice in the game, the intensity level is never the same thing, but one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the league, he can go get reps against is the Eagles defense. Go let him practice hard for a week. He'll be ready to go for the playoffs.
Yeah. So I would tend to agree with you now that we know the decision with Saquon Barkley. I guess in my perfect world,
They're all playing.
Jalen's cleared. He plays. Well,
and then here's the other
cleared.
Thing.
They play.
Would you feel great about if he goes out there and slays the Giants anyway? I mean,
No,
basically using them for practice anyway.
Well, right. I mean,
not playoff intensity.
I get it. The Giants are a bit of a punching bag, but sometimes for a quarterback, like it's almost like a 3-point shooter. You got to see a few fall and you build your confidence up a little bit.
You complete a few passes and get him out. Yeah.
Carving up the Giants secondary could just be, you know, that little boost for Jalen to be like, no, I got this. I'm back. You know, I'm not rusty. Like, what if he's thinking to himself, I might be a little bit rusty. I mean, the Giants would be a good opportunity for him to go see some fall. And I think just ease everybody's conscience, mine included. I don't know where everybody else is going to come down on this today, but it's just something in the back of my mind I'm a little bit worried about. I got to admit.
I think you'd have a harder time completing practices against the practice dummies at the NovaCare Complex.
Yeah, probably.
215-592-9494 is how you join the show. We kick it off today with Pat in Denver. What's up, Pat?
Pat. Practice dummies. Oh, man. You guys got to relax. Happy New Year, by the way.
What's up, Pat?
Let's start with that. I'm not worried about Jalen at all, man. I used to think he was kind of like Cam Newton or like a Tim Tebow kind of quarterback, but now he's just done it for years now. He's just winning. And he goes out there and he knows what he's doing, man.
Pat, really quick, this isn't the first time that he's missed time towards the end of the year. I mean, in 22, he missed a couple. Yeah. Remember they lost the Saints game, and what was the game before?
Cowboys.
Yeah, so he missed a couple of games. And then they didn't really try that final week. Like, he missed time towards the end of that season, and they had a first-round bye.
He did play that final week. and did not look very good.
He didn't look very good, but then they had the week off before the bye, and then they went to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
And then they went into the Super Bowl, and he played his mind off.
He did.
Exactly.
That was after 2 weeks off as well.
You know, I don't know. Was he rusty there? Nope.
It didn't seem rusty to me.
No, but look, I understand that having the bye week off, that's not like every quarterback gets, or every team has a bye week during the season, right? So that'll be two calendar weeks before you play a game. This is not two calendar weeks, guys. This is 12 total snaps within one entire calendar month. I mean, that's, you know, you have to admit, Pat, that's a little bit different than just having a generic bye week.
Yeah, but like I said, it's not like he's a rookie. It's not like he hasn't done this before. Like, he's in the league now. He's done this. He's winning. His record speaks for itself, just like Nick Sirianni, who takes too much heat from everyone in Philly. They need to extend his contract right now before they blow the doors off of the Packers or Washington.
We're getting to that a little bit later in the show, too, Pat. Don't worry.
Yeah, not on speaking terms.
They're going to be 7-point favorites against whoever comes into Philly.
Well, I don't know about 7-point favorites. I don't know about seven.
That's not true.
They're going to blow the doors off them.
Pat, I hope you're right, buddy. But I just keep going back to, like, look, if you just ask me right now what I think the chances are that the Eagles come out of the NFC, I would say they're pretty high, right? I agree with you. The Eagles' record this season speaks for itself. They're winning a lot of games with this formula. I just, in the back of my head, there's just the one thing sitting there that if I had to say what's going to be the one thing that holds this team back from achieving their goals this season, or, you know, if I had to say what's the one reason that I could see this team getting bounced in the first round of the playoffs, it's the slow start thing. I mean, we can all just admit that that's been a thing for this team the entire season. And while it's looked like it got fixed versus the Steelers and in the beginning of the Washington game, almost an entire month off could be what sort of halts that in its tracks. So, like, I understand that I'm being the worrywart here, Pat, but that's just sort of where my head's at.
And as much as I like, you know, watching Aaron Rodgers lose, I'm going to do the relax thing. Just relax. The defense has their back. The slow starts will be fine. They're not going to lose in the wild card. You know, the one scary thing is Detroit getting healthy. That's the one thing we need to worry about, because everyone's overlooking Detroit because they have so many injuries, but those guys are coming back defense.
We got you, Pat. Yeah. We appreciate the call. I don't know if people are overlooking Detroit. If anyone, people are overlooking the Vikings.
I would tend to agree with you. That might change now if the Vikings end up taking the number one seed there from the Lions. But I will say, to Pat's point about, like, well, I guess to you and I's point about the Lions, that I'm not overlooking them. That offense is dangerous, man.
That'll be the toughest offense this defense faces all year.
Correct. And luckily, we're not in a situation where we're going to have to face the Lions in round one. But this sort of speaks to my example of, what if you run into an offense that's just firing on all cylinders? What if the Packers' offense happens to be firing on all cylinders in this wild card game?
It's a real thing. Yeah. You can't, like, the slow starts have been a real issue all year long. It feels like getting the first 15 scripts, or the 15 scripted plays out of the way is like a formality that we just have to get over with sometimes. And it's been better as of late. It has certainly been better. But all year long, they have never been a great starting team. Now, part of that is that Saquon Barkley really gets going in the second half as you wear and, you know, the wear and tear on that defensive line. You wear them down and it's just a war of attrition. Yep. I get it. But I still have confidence in this team overall. This defense has kept them in every single game at halftime this year, and then the Eagles just explode in the second half. Mm-hmm. I think, while it's a concern of mine, again, maybe a team like the Lions is firing on all cylinders in the playoffs, that you could see a situation where you say, man, if they just started out hotter in the first quarter, or their first or second series was a little bit better, I get it. They've done it all year long. I've doubted them for it all year long. It has really not mattered all year long. Yep. I don't think you'll see any appreciable difference for Jalen Hurts in the wild card round as a result of had he been playing these couple of weeks. I don't think we're going to be like, wow, he really looks rusty for like a half here, and it's going to cost them again.
I agree, and maybe not. And I guess the last thing I'll say before we go to break here is, because we did this a lot in, I don't know if you recall, in 2022, all season long, we're all sort of joking about, wow, like, there's really nothing wrong with this team. It's funny that the only thing that's wrong with this team is special teams. And we're like, that's not, you know, no big deal, whatever.
Cost them in the Super Bowl
big time. And then it cost them in the Super Bowl big time. I'm just saying there could be one of those tipping points where this fatal flaw comes, it smacks us right in the face.
Maybe later in the season, but I don't. But for it to be rust, you'd have to see it that first playoff game.
Yeah, and but I mean that's sort of like the one thing that I'm worried about biting this team in the first round is the offense. Say we get 14 dumped on us in the first quarter, being able to match that. I need to know that we're going to be able to match that. Not entirely confident in that right now.